A dispute over the war plan for Iraq is reviving tensions between the Army leadership and the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. The senior U.S. Army commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General William Wallace, last week said his troops were unprepared for the enemy they faced. Since then, other Army commanders have joined in the criticism. Today, a response from Secretary Rumsfeld. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
With their supply lines stretched and their rear guard units under attack, some U.S. Army commanders in Iraq are clearly frustrated. Reporters embedded with the units are hearing complaints firsthand. The Iraq war plan, it is said, specified too small a ground force given the mission. Much of the criticism has been directed against Donald Rumsfeld. As defense secretary, he has advocated a leaner, quicker, lighter army. At the Pentagon today, Rumsfeld defended the Iraq war plan as excellent, but at the same time, he made another point about the plan. It was someone else's idea.
I would be happy to take credit for it, but I can't. It was not my plan. It was General Franks' plan.
General Tommy Franks is the overall commander of the U.S. war effort. So is this his war plan? His spokesman, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks, almost made it sound today as if Franks took what he could get.
General Franks has been very clear that we're comfortable with the forces that were made available.
If there's some confusion about who is finally responsible for a war plan, it's in part because much of the responsibility is shared. Retired Lieutenant General Dan Crisman was the Army's top planner during the 1991 Gulf War. He says a war planning process ordinarily begins when the President or the Secretary of Defense sets out the political objectives for a place like Iraq and then orders military commanders to design operations around those aims.
They create a military plan that achieves those objectives. And here, I think, is where the sort of controversy arises. Traditionally, what happens is that plan goes through a series of drafts, and the ultimate person receiving the briefing has always been the Secretary of Defense.
The current Secretary of Defense is not shy about offering his opinions. At the Pentagon today, Rumsfeld freely admitted he didn't think much of the first Iraq war plan.
It was pulled off the shelf. It was old and stale. It was looked at by everyone who looked at it and said, "No way! That's not going to work."
As it happened, the Iraq war planning process got underway just as Donald Rumsfeld was directing the transformation of the U.S. military. He had strong ideas about how it should be reshaped to make it lighter, leaner, and more lethal. General Christman says the first Gulf War also came during a time of change. In that case, it was during the military downsizing that followed the end of the Cold War.
I would argue it is three times as complicated today as it was in 1990, because the transformation that is being discussed, that transformation is revolutionary for the Army in terms of how it deploys and in many respects how it fights. And in the middle of all of this, we have a war.
Army commanders were fresh from fighting bureaucratic battles to protect their interests in a time of change. To many of them, the early, difficult stage of this new Iraq war has proven that the transformational ideas of Donald Rumsfeld would leave the Army too small. But other senior military officials have challenged some of the Army criticism. People around Rumsfeld did argue for a smaller force, says one official. But in the end, General Franks got everything he wanted. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.